Even though she knew where to look, the nano-edge filament was so thin that Saba did not see its rising across the corridor. She simply felt the Sith's sudden puzzlement as shivers of danger sense began to race down their backs, then saw their leaders attempt to pull up short, only to be pushed onto the deadly fiber when their companions behind them failed to stop running. One Sith was completely cut in two, the top half of her body tumbling forward to hit the floor while the bottom half was still on its feet. The midsections of her two companions simply began to spray fans of blood as they force-hurled themselves backward into their charging fellows. Olazan's voice sounded again in Saba's ear.
Jedi, down!
Saba and Tahiri hurled themselves to the floor, face down. By the time they hit, a steady foot, foot was sounding behind them as the Void Jumper sniper team opened fire with their silent slug throwers. Red circles blossomed in three Sith heads, and the targets crumpled to the floor, dead before they knew they were hit. Reacting quickly, the survivors extended their arms and used the Force to jerk the weapons from the snipers' hands.
Leg loppers,
Olazan ordered. A loud pop sounded from the mag packets. Olazan's demolition team had slapped two of them on the corridor walls after the scouts had reported the enemy approach. And then a pair of fan-shaped cutting lasers flashed across the passage at about knee height. All six Sith screamed in anguish and surprise as their legs were severed, and they tumbled to the floor, writhing in pain.
Stompers!
A deafening clang shook the corridor as a 4-meter section of wall peeled open adjacent to the killing zone, and then a pair of Void Jumpers in full power armor came hissing and whirring through the breach. The first turned up the passage to provide defensive cover in case there were more Sith rushing to aid the ambushed band. The second Stomper stopped at the edge and covered the floor with a spray of flechettes, killing everything that was not already dead. Less than 60 seconds after the initial warning, Stomper 2 stopped firing and announced,
"Kill zone clear." "Clear forward," Stomper 1 said. "Approach clear, 200 meters,"
Scout 1 reported.
"Back trail clear,"
Sniper 1 reported.
30 meters.
"All clear,"
Olazan said.
"Good work, everyone. Good ambush."
"Good pack,"
Saba added, returning to her feet.
"Their long tails will not be so eager next time, this one thinks. Now we start our hunt."
"Our hunt?" Tahiri asked, rising next to Saba.
"So you always meant to let the parting gift leave without us and the Void Jumpers?"
"It was overloaded,"
Saba said.
"And there is quarry for us here. Very great quarry."